10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day. And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Very swing, strike two.
And the pitch is Dipsy Doo. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You're dancing.
Until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To me. 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just five more. more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes. West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know. Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
A beautiful Father's Day in front of us on this June 19th, 2022. Hello, folks. Happy Sunday to you. About a quarter to the top of the 6 o'clock hour in 97 degrees in Frisco, Texas. We were fighting off what looked like radar in the area, but absolutely perfect clear skies. We did have a sun soaker earlier in the week, just absolutely sun skies, and then a little cell came through, rain, 2 minutes, blow away. Thought maybe we'd have the same similar situation here on the Sunday series finale between Frisco and Midland. Not the case. Boy, what a packed Sunday schedule we have. First off the top, happy Father's Day to anyone who might be listening to today's broadcast. Also June 19th, Juneteenth, and Frisco helping commemorate Juneteenth as they take the field at Riders Field for the first time this season as the Dallas Black Giants. Bob Kendrick is in attendance. He is the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and the Rough Riders in their Dallas Black Giants uniforms today, gray with the black pinstripes and the big Dallas D on the lids with a black bill and the gray and pinstripe hat as well. Certainly a sharp look for the Rough Riders as they look to conclude the six-game series against Midland. And it's been a tough stretch. The Rough Riders dropped the first two on Tuesday, Wednesday, won Thursday, Friday, and then fell last night. And the Rockhounds holding a 3-2 series advantage over Frisco. They look to get back on the winning side of things this Sunday evening. For the Rough Riders, it's the right-hander Tim Brennan at 1-1, 1.20 ERA this season. Last time out, it was this week, and that was his first start of the season. Brennan back on June 14th against the Rockhounds, struck out four batters, no walks in 3 2/3. And he will be taking the mound for the second time this week, his second start of the week, his second start of the season with the Rough Riders. And his mound opponent, the big 6'5", 250-pound David Leal, the 25-year-old from Houston, Texas. 2-3 this season, a 3.62 earned run average. And we'll tell you the fascinating story about Leal, the soft tosser, a little bit later on in today's broadcast. Have the opportunity to be joined by the legendary voice of the Midland Rockhounds, Mr. Bob Hartz. Bob made his Major League broadcasting debut this season with the Oakland Athletics in their series in Atlanta. Bob also a member of the Texas League Hall of Fame, and certainly a name amongst many big names in the Texas League. Bob, our guest on the other end of our pregame break. Frisco and Midland with a 6:05 start time on Father's Day. We catch up with Bob Hartz next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark. located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you. Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders close a six-game series today, playing as the Dallas Black Giants on this Father's Day and Juneteenth on June 19th, 2022. We now have the opportunity to be joined by the voice of the Rock Hounds, Mr. Bob Hartz. Bob, how are you doing today?
Well, until you said Mr., I was doing great. Thanks, guys. It's good to be with you today, man.
Absolutely. How long have you been doing Rock Hounds baseball?
Goodness, it is now 31 years and 30 seasons, of course, because we lost 2020. But yeah, since 1992.
Wow. And what the road leading you to Midland? What did that look like?
Only four seasons before that, all in the short season, Northwest League, Bend, Oregon, long time ago, and in Eugene, Oregon, which is one of my favorite spots on planet Earth, and that led to Midland. And of course, the great plan was to be there about 2 or 3 years.
Yep, absolutely. That's how it always goes. What, I mean, in 30 years, how much you see so much baseball and just guys that have come through the organization as well. But the takeaway, are, to me, is the best part. What have you taken away from the game of baseball?
Oh, goodness, so many things over now, 34 seasons of baseball. It's a wonderful word that a hockey coach that I love dearly and I used to share about any long-form season or long season sport is the journey. And every season really is one. The people that you meet along the way, the guys who have no chance to make it, who make it,
right.
The guys that don't make it at all, but still, I mean, playing here, the great frustration is trying to tell people how good you have to be just to get to this level, even if this is it for you. So just that whole package of the people that you spend that journey every year with, that's the really special thing.
You think about the percentage of kids that play baseball growing up and the percentage that get to play varsity baseball and then go to play collegiate and then organize professional baseball. But, Bob, you made your professional debut, you yourself this year with the Oakland Athletics on the radio side. I mean, the wave of emotions that you must have felt, what did that feel like and what did you feel to be able to do that?
I think my head's still spinning, actually, Chris, to be honest with you. It was just 2 days. I had about a month to think about it, so, yeah. Oh, my goodness, the words stark terror jumped to mind, because that's such a different stage. I mean, it really is. But it was I've dreamed just like all of us have to be a major league broadcaster. I gave up that as a dream a long time ago, and I don't mean that to be a negative, an entire positive. I just realized that's not me.
Sure.
That's not where I'm going. But to have 2 days in the major leagues, and it was at Atlanta, so just a remarkable backdrop. That's just I made my debut on Tuesday, finale on Wednesday, and, you know, I'm just going to tuck that away as just 2 days that, honestly, forgive the cliche, but it's impossible not to. I will simply treasure those 2 days. Hey, I was in the big leagues for 2 days,
yeah.
And it really was. It was a dream come true.
You throw the headset on, and they tell you go. Is that just about how it happened?
It absolutely is. I think I was telling you and Zach, first thing I was supposed to do was do the lineups.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said go, and I went go. And, man, I'm ripping through that A's lineup, and I think I'm doing it pretty doggone well. And this engineer with fast experience, guy has been at the ultimate level, did not have my microphone turned up. So my very first words in Major League Baseball were about 45 seconds of silence.
Yeah.
But after that, and it is, you know what, it's the same game. It's just played at those guys, such an amazing level.
And you got to see a debut in that in yourself and someone that you had seen in Midland, is that right?
A year ago, Jared Koenig, who had spent, oh my gosh, 3 seasons, 5 different independent leagues as far away as New Zealand, finally signed his first affiliated baseball contract a year ago with the A's, pitched for us all season long, made his debut on the Wednesday night in Atlanta. It didn't go overly well. It didn't go all that badly, not against the Atlanta Braves, but I have no idea, Chris, what the odds would have been on that for me to be in the booth when Jared made his debut.
Yeah.
But a wonder, by the way, just a great kid. Well, he's not a kid, but just a great person. And then to see him make his big league debut, just tremendous.
And you get to walk away from it and say, I reached a level. I was able to do it as a pitcher and himself. That's incredible stuff. Well, looking at this Rock Hounds team this year, a lot of talent and guys especially in the month of June, it looks like a lot of different guys, when you look at offensively, are doing great things for the Rockhounds this month.
And it's interesting, I never say we, by the way, but Hounds have really been hurt by injuries. Zach Geloff, most particularly, tremendous, tremendous young player, but he has been out for a while and probably another week or two. But there are some guys who have come around. Max Schumann, I think, is one of the most dynamic players in the league and one of my favorites. And Jordan Diaz took about 8 days to get used to Double-A baseball, and he's been remarkable ever since. Chris Kidd's only 21 years of age, but you've seen the ball just jumps off his bat. He's nothing but line drives, and sometimes they get out, and sometimes they put a dent in the outfield wall.
And still there.
It is
still
indeed.
There. Mr. Bob Hartz, appreciate your time for joining us today. Best of luck to you, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, very. Thank you, Chris. Thanks so much.
Rough Riders and Rockhounds close the series at 6:05 today at Riders Field. We'll step aside and the Riders Baseball Network come back with you to take a look at the starting lineups next.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Our umpire is walking up the first baseline, now manning home plate. And it's Casey James behind the dish. On this Sunday afternoon, Isaiah Sparba had the duties last night. He's at third. And Ray Patchen, the third man of this three-man Texas League crew, up at first base. Time now to take a look at the starting lineups between Midland and Frisco as the Rough Riders playing as the Dallas Black Giants on this Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day to you. First starting with the Midland Rockhounds, the shortstop Logan Davidson now at the top of the card. And he has played effectively today in every game in this series. The center fielder, Max Schumann, batting second. Left fielder, Chase Calabuig in the three spot. Jordan Diaz at first, batting fourth. Brett Harris at third in the five hole. J.J. Schwartz, the designated hitter, listed catcher, batting sixth. The catcher is the left-handed hitting Kyle McCann. He'll bat seventh. In right field, Austin Beck, making his Double-A debut this week with the Rockhounds, batting eighth. And Marty Bikina, the second baseman, rounding out the bottom of the Rockhounds card. Davidson, Schumann, Calabuig, Diaz, Harris, Schwarz, McCann, Beck, and Bikina. Now for the Rough Riders, the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, leading off. Back in that top spot. Last night it was J.P. Martinez for the last four nights of the series. Beg your pardon. It's been a while since we've had Ornelas in that top spot, and he's back there. Second baseman Justin Foscue batting second. Mitch Garver, the rehabbing major leaguer with the Rough Riders today, the DH batting third. In left field, Dustin Harris batting fourth. Blaine Krim at first bats fifth. Right fielder Sandro Fabian batting sixth and 7-8-9 of the red-hot Kellen Strom. In center, Jax Biggers at third batting eighth. And the left-handed catcher Jordan Procession rounding out the bottom of the Rough Riders card. Frisco a tough one last night as they dropped it despite out-hitting Midland with 14 hits to the Rockhounds, 5. Frisco committed 3 errors. They were on the losing end of a tough one last night. They looked to bounce back because they've got to go take on the Arkansas Travelers on Tuesday, June 21st. Arkansas as a unit on the pitching side of things, they've been stellar this season. When you take a look at the numbers by the Rockhounds, they've got the league's best earned run average at a 3.85 this season. In terms of earned runs allowed, all the way at the bottom, if they've got the best ERA, the earned runs should be nice and low, and they are at just 235, so the fewest earned runs allowed this season. Also, Arkansas does not give up home runs. As a staff, they've only allowed 49 this season. Wichita and San Antonio are next with 61 given up. In terms of walks, about middle of the pack for Arkansas, but as a staff, boy, it's going to be a tough assignment for the Rough Riders to try and hang around. In terms of pitching against Arkansas this upcoming week, as the first half of the season coming to a close right around the corner. National anthem time just a few moments away, so we'll step aside from Riders Field. First pitch on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. It's a busy one on this Sunday, June 19th. It's Juneteenth. It's Father's Day. And the Rough Riders playing as the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field for the first time this year. We'll step aside. First pitch between Midland and Frisco on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds put an end to a six-game series with a 6:05 start time at Riders Field. Happy Sunday to you folks on this June 19th, 2022. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth as the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for the first time playing as the Dallas Black Giants. Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley is with Bob Kendrick. He's the Negro League's baseball museum president. And so Zach is with Bob Kendrick. They had an interview earlier. And Zach will be with us for the call of the game between Frisco and Midland in just a few moments as the Rough Riders and Rock Hounds put a stamp and draw the curtain to a close on this six-game series at Riders Field. Taking a look at Tim Brennan out on the mound as he stretches and gets loose. And we'll take a look at defensively for the Rough Riders as they take on Midland. It's Dustin Harris in left field, Kellen Strom in center, Sandro Fabian in right. Jax Biggers, the third baseman, with Johnny Ornelas at short. Justin Foscue at second base and Blaine Krim, the first baseman. Jordan Procession behind the plate, catching the balls and strikes for the right-hander, Tim Brennan. And it was Brennan that made his first start for the Rough Riders on June 14th. His second start will be here today against Midland. Brennan, the last time out, 3 2/3 innings, struck out 4 batters, no walks, and gave up 4 hits, only 1 earned run allowed. Brennan has been fantastic since joining the Rough Riders in terms of walks given up and earned runs. Brennan with the 1 earned run against Midland the last time out on the 14th. It was just his second earned run given up this season. The first came back all the way on May 29th against San Antonio. So that's it for Brennan this year. In his 15 innings, 16 punch-outs, an 0.73 whip, and a 1.20 earned run average. Logan Davidson, the shortstop for Midland, climbing in, and we'll get you the lineup for the Rockhounds in just a few moments. We are just about set for baseball at Riders Field on this Sunday. Partly cloudy, but boy, has it been a toaster throughout really the week and all of today prior to the Sunday evening contest. Brennan's first pitch home is a little bit outside at 92 miles an hour. He misses for ball one. Logan Davidson, the leadoff man, Max Schumann on deck. He'll be followed up by the left fielder, Chase Calabweek. Brennan's 1-0 toss. That just misses outside as well. 2-0. Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, batting in the cleanup spot. And at third is Brett Harris. J.J. Schwarz, the designated hitter, batting sixth. 2-0. Swing and a miss from Davidson, left side. The shortstop, a switch hitter. Now working 2-1 for Davidson. It's his sixth game of the series. Brennan working the 2-1 pitch home. Lifted high in the air out to straightaway center. Strom turning to the track, to the wall, tipped off the top of the wall and gone. Logan Davidson with a shot to straightaway center. It's his ninth knock of the season. And he quickly puts the Road Rockhounds in front in the first inning. A shot off the bat from Davidson that took Strom all the way back to the wall. Contact sounded good off the bat from Davidson. And Midland leading early 1-0. Now here's the center fielder, Max Schumann. Davidson had struggled in this series, especially the last three games. First pitch to Schumann is a rip and a miss for strike one. Davidson in his last three games was riding an 0-for-12 slump with 8 strikeouts. And boy, does he turn it around with a solo shot. 0-1. Schumann rips one out to straightaway center. Strom now motoring back to the wall. He's at the track, leaps, and it tips off the top of his glove. Schumann motoring to second, and he'll be there standing. A solo homer from Logan Davidson, and now Max Schumann follows it up with a double. Here comes Chase Calabweek. Midland getting started early, and it's been a whale of a month for Max Schumann. Schumann, since starting the month of June, a 3.58 average across the Texas League. That's tied for fourth best. But he just continues to get on base. His .507 on base percentage since the start of the month of June is second best in the Texas League. Now here's Chase Calabweek. Righty-lefty for Brennan, the first pitch. It misses high and outside on the heater at 93, ball one. We've seen Tim Brennan be just about Mr. Consistent for the Rough Riders this season. As he started out a number of his appearances out of the pen, last time out for him, the first start for Frisco, the 1-0. That's down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Midland in front early on a solo homer from Logan Davidson. Max Schumann is at second as he followed it up with a double. Brennan, righty-lefty matchup against Calabweek. kicks and throws. Lifted in the air out to left field. Harris going back a bit, but in front of the track. Tails back towards the field and makes a catch. And Tim Brennan has his first out at the top of the first inning. Rocktown's lead 1-0. Now here comes Jordan Diaz. Diaz just 21 years old, but was a part of the 40-man for Oakland. Righty-righty matchup, the first pitch. Flutters just out. Oh, it was a late strike call, beg your pardon, from Casey James behind the plate. 0-1 to the first baseman, Diaz, batting in the cleanup spot. Schumann at second, the 0-1. That one is outside from Brennan. Count evens up at 1-1. Did not see Diaz batting fourth yesterday. Instead, it was the catcher, J.J. Schwarz, all the way up. He's now batting sixth today. Even count, 1-1. Brennan comes home. Opposite way on a ground, Blaine Krim with the stab at first. He throws to the covering pitcher, Brennan, there in time. And Diaz retired on the rollover. That one just a late swing, caught Diaz off guard with the fastball, and Krim had to cover. Good heads-up play by Brennan getting off the mound and getting over to first right on time for the second out. 3-1 relay for the Dallas Black Giants infield. Here's Brett Harris. Fifth Rockhounds batter to the plate in this top of the first inning. Brennan righty-righty the pitch. Drops it in there for a called strike one. Logan Davidson leading off the top of the first with a solo home run for his ninth of the season. Max Schumann advanced on the ground ball from second to third. 0-1's popped in the air. This might just leak out of the infield. Justin Foskey underneath it and makes the catch. That'll do it for the top of the first inning. Logan Davidson doing the damage as the leadoff batter. A solo home run. And he tallies it in, just the third earned run on Tim Brennan's line this season and the second home run allowed by Brennan this year. Both of them have come this week to these Midland Rockhounds. 1-0 Midland, and the Rough Riders coming to the plate for the bottom of the first inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 Rockhounds as the Dallas Black Giants to the plate for the first time at Riders Field this season. Chris Jared with you on this Sunday, June 19th, 2022. Here's Johnny Ornelas, the first pitch. Chopper third base side, he rolls it over. No balls and a strike. Quickly, the Rough Riders lineup of Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foskey, Mitch Garver, the Major League rehabber, the designated hitter batting third, and Dustin Harris in left field in the cleanup spot. 0-1 to Ornelas. Ripped left side on the ground. Couple of hops. Stabbed by the shortstop, Davidson. Throw to first is high. And Ornelas slides in safe underneath the leaping Jordan Diaz. And he's aboard. Ornelas, yesterday, a tough spot as he finished, we should say entered with the best average for Frisco offensively, but Ornelas in the cleanup spot, three strikeouts, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, but an 0 for day for the shortstop Ornelas, and he quickly produces Frisco's first hit. So a base hit for Johnny Ornelas to put an end to what was a tough last night on Saturday night. First pitch to Justin Foscue, misses inside for ball one. The man on the mound is David Leal for Midland. Leal throwing a fastball, changeup, and what he calls a curveball, but has a little bit of a left-right movement on it. 1-0. It backs Foscue off, and that right there at 79. Two balls, no strikes to Foscue. Four homers for him, and 23 runs driven in. Has the only Rough Riders Grand Slam this season. Leal sets the 2-0. Floats in there and a high fly ball out to left field. Calabui goes back to the track, leaps up and makes the catch. Oh, the wind had just enough to restrict it from leaving to the in-touch home run terrace, and a long first out for Justin Foscue. He just missed it. Went up and got it, but an exit speed at 95 and 340. Not enough to have it leak over the left field wall. So, one gone, and here is the Major League rehabbing Mitch Garver. Lefty-righty from David Leal, the first pitch. Ornelas off and moving for second. Throw down from McCann is offline. Ornelas thought about going for three, and he's punched out. Oh, my goodness. I don't think it was intentional by the second baseman, Marty Bikina. He had to leap up in the air and glove it, and Ornelas kind of turned and started to go towards third, but looked over his shoulder. Bikina had to go back. Yeah, he never intently tried to draw Ornelas off second. He just turned and was staring at Ornelas to second base. Maybe because Ornelas never felt the tag, he thought that the ball leaked into center field and heard the reaction from the Rough Riders crowd and the fans as well. Oh, and he's punched out. So give him the stolen base because he was safe at second. The 1-0 to Garver is now ripped foul. It's a ball and a strike. Tough pair of results after a leadoff base hit from Ornelas. He's out. Foskey with a wall shot to left field to the warning track. And now the 2-1 to Mitch Garver. Swing and a miss for strike two. Frisco after this packs their bags and they're on the road for a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers. This series against Midland, the only full series in the month of June at Riders Field. It went fast. Leal's 2-1 pitch. It floats outside. Garver now working 3-1. Garver with the Rough Riders had rehabbed earlier this year when he drew a pair of walks for Frisco. Now he's back in town. 3-1. Chopper third base side and called fair. It just snuck underneath the glove of Harris. Garver turns first and now heading for second. And a cool jog to second base with a two-out double. Boy, Garver just turned one over towards a third baseman, Harris. He had to come up and try and make a stab on it. Just snuck past him and rolled fair by Isaiah Sparba, the third base umpire. And now Bobby Crosby jogging out to make sure they saw the same thing. Dustin Harris is the next man up to the plate for Frisco in this first inning. Midland leading 1-0 on a solo shot in the top of the first by Logan Davidson. And Mitch Garver with a nice smile back to the Frisco dugout. He's got the Texas, rocking the Texas Rangers headband today. Garver had the Rangers helmet the last time he was here. They gave him a Rough Riders bucket today. Powder blue cleats are a nice touch. Here's Dustin Harris, lefty-lefty. Leal's first pitch, a chopper first base side and foul, 0-1. Harris yesterday, a three-hit night. That featured a two-run shot, I should say two-run single. It was hard off the bat, but not a homer in the third inning. Harris yesterday with three hits. He led the way for Frisco offensively, but 14 hits to Midland's five. It wasn't enough. The three errors ultimately the difference, and Frisco fell 6-5. 0-1. Inside, leaks away from McCann, and Garver not intentional on going for third. It's a long look back to the catcher, McCann, who was staring just right back at Garver at second base, making sure he'd stay there. He did. Count to Dustin Harris at a ball and a strike. Leal laboring in this first inning. The 1-1. Outside as it pulls McCann away. Two balls and a strike. Gave up a base hit to Johnny Ornelas. Justin Foscue lifted one to the left field wall. It took Calabrese all the way back to the track and to the fence. Turned and made the grab. 2-1 to Harris. Nibbles at the outer edge to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. And then during the Mitch Garver at-bat, Ornelas stealing second. Thought the ball got into center field after not feeling a tag from Marty Bikina, who was staring at Ornelas. 2-2. Tapper foul at the plate. And now the count stays two balls, two strikes. Garver with a cool lead at second. He slowly walks back. He'll stay right put there. And so Ornelas, after stealing second, got up and kind of started to go for three and looked over his shoulder before realizing Bikina still had the ball in his glove. Slapped the tag on him. 2-2. Floater again turned over at home plate by Harris. And working with a two-ball, two-strike count. Slight overcast at Riders Field. -97 degrees and a 10-mile-an-hour wind breezing across the diamond from right field. Again, the break even to Harris. Chopper first base side, and again foul. Seventh pitch right there, turned over by Harris, number eight upcoming. Harris, the number five prospect with the Rough Riders this season. They saw the top prospect in Jack Leiter go last night on the mound. It was a tough one for Leiter as Frisco committing three errors despite producing 14 hits. Just could not push the pivotal runs across. 2-2 toss. Floater poked into right field, but in and out of the glove of Diaz. No play at first. It was a little shot off the bat of Dustin Harris right at Diaz, who had it in his glove, and it popped out. Feels like a circus of a first inning, a big looping curveball. Harris shot it right to first base. There you see Garver heading for third, and he's there safely. So runners at the corners and two outs for Blaine Krim. Long at bat, and on an off-speed pitch, Dustin Harris redirected it right at the first baseman Diaz. He couldn't haul it in. First pitch to Blaine Krim, slapped up the first baseline and headed for the seats. It's foul. 0-1. Harris at first base, Garver at third, two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Just about 20 minutes into the ballgame already. Last night's game took 3 hours and 6 minutes. It was the third longest game of the season at Riders Field. 0-1 will wait. Leal throws to first, and Harris back to the bag, stumbled a bit. If you're watching on replay, the base hit to Harris, you saw the big looping curveball that has horizontal break. He calls it a curve. Some could call it a slurve, a sliding curveball. 0-1. That misses inside on Krim. One ball and one strike. You'd be able to see that break. Harris certainly saw it. Had to sit and wait on it. Threw the hands around, and it was a laser of a shot to first. And Diaz had it in his glove. Just couldn't squeeze it. 1-1. Ripped into left field on a floating line to Calabrese, drops into the corner. Garver in from third. Harris motoring to third. He gets the green light from Gettert. The throw to home plate is well in time. And an ambitious send gets to home plate on time. And the tag on Harris to prevent another run for Frisco. But Blaine Krim picking up an RBI shot to left field. Mitch Garver scores. We're tied 1-1 after an inning from Riders Field. Go ahead and head to the second inning. And Tim Brennan back on the bump next on the Riders Baseball Network. Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rock Hounds got on the scoreboard in the top of the first on a solo shot from Logan Davidson. Frisco with a run in on four hits in the bottom of the first inning. A pair of doubles as well, but only one run across. Chris Jarrett back with you on this Sunday, June 19th. Tim Brennan's first pitch is a called strike to J.J. Schwarz. Rock Hounds designated hitter batting sixth, and Brennan facing the bottom half of the Midland order. A one. I just missed outside. Count is now even at a ball and a strike. Well, my voice left me a pair of nights ago. It's been hard for you to tell. I apologize. And Zach Bigley is on hand with Mr. Bob Kendrick. The 1-1. That just misses inside. Good pitch from Brennan. It just missed the inner edge. And now 2-1. Bob Kendrick with us today. He is the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, located in Kansas City. 2-1 dots the zone. It's now two balls and two strikes. Frisco taking the field as the Dallas Black Giants. One of three dates of the regular season. The 2-2's a chopper right side. Foscu, the second baseman, on the move. Throws to first, and they got Schwarz to roll one over. Four in a row retired for Brennan after the solo homer and double in the top of the first. Credit to Brennan. He was able to tuck away Calabwe, Diaz, Harris after the solo homer from Logan Davidson. Double from Max Schumann. Catcher Kyle McCann is next. So today, once more on August 14th and on September 7th, first pitch to McCann is in there for strike one. The Rough Riders will take Riders Field as the Dallas Black Giants. A hearty wind coming in from center. The wind's just shifted. 0-1 is now a called strike two. Good fastball at 92 from Brennan. No balls and two strikes to the catcher McCann. 0-2 pitch outside. Count is now 1-2. Dallas Black Giants were a Dallas-based Negro Leagues team back in the 1920s, 1930s. The 1-2 to McCann just missed his right ankle. He had to scoot away from the left side. Counts now even at two balls and two strikes. And Bob Kendrick was in the loop from the start. 2-2. Chopper right back up the middle. Rolls on top and now down the mound. Ornelas throws to first and the shortstop gets it to Blaine Crimentine. Two gone. So the Dallas Black Giants from the early 1900s and then even into the 30s had guys like Ernie Banks there. A long list of alumni, but Banks certainly towards or at the top. Now Austin Beck standing in. First pitch is in there. No balls and a strike to the right fielder. Bottom of the order, Marty Bacchina, the second baseman on deck. 0-1. That's down and away. Counts even at one ball and one strike. We talked about Kendrick being involved way back when. Of course, this was a long time coming, trying to make this happen. And today's the culmination of it. 1-1 pitch. Inside. Now 2-1 to Beck. And Bob, a while ago, said that fans flocked to see Negro League games, and so they were embedded, a part of the communities. 2-1. Lifted foul behind the net. Now 2-2. And so that's why the spirit of what's being done with the Rough Riders taking the field as the Dallas Black Giants and across the minor leagues, so vitally important, is what Bob said, because it's opening the opportunity to make those fans feel welcome back into the stadium. 2-2 just missed. And Brennan left it off the plate. Now 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the Dallas Black Giants, 1 of 3 games at Riders Field this week. And those uniforms look good. 3-2. Down and away for ball 4. Tight miss on a 2-2 to make the count full. And then on the payoff pitch, Brennan lost him. Walks this season have not been a common trend for Tim Brennan. The thing common about him is how few he's allowed. That walk right there to Austin Beck is Brennan's first since May 25th. He had made 4 appearances since with no walks allowed. First pitch to Marty Bacchina, wave and a miss for strike 1. Bottom of the order, Logan Davidson's awaiting on deck. He was a part of the relay. 7-6-2 is how the Rockhounds turned it to tag Dustin Harris out at the plate on the Blaine Crim double. 0-1. Bacchina thought about it, but kept the bat close to his chest. Counts even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Brennan the last time out, 3 2/3, 4 Ks, no walks. 1-1. Inside, and it hit Bacchina on the left tip. Quickly okay as he tosses the bat and is staggering what is a jog down to first base. Again, he's okay. First hit batter of the season for Tim Brennan. We mentioned the control has been really good. And this Sunday finale, a bit of a feature in terms of pitching control between Leal and Tim Brennan. That the first hit by pitch for Brennan this season. Beck down to second, Bacchina at first, top of the order, and Logan Davidson. Righty-lefty matchup, the first pitch. Just missing inside, ball 1. Well, the winds to start the ball game going from right field to left, now straight at home plate. Not stopping the fans in the lazy river. Brennan after a pause, the 1-0. Sprayed up the third baseline and tailing towards the seats off the bare hand of a reaching fan. And the count's even at 1 ball and 1 strike. 2 aboard for Brennan in a 1-1 tie. The Rough Riders with 4 hits in the bottom of the first inning, but only 1 run in. A pair of doubles. Not often you see the base running blunder by someone like Johnny Ornelas, how comfortable he is on base. Brennan steps off, talking about after the leadoff single, stole second, slid in safely, thought the ball got into center field. He started for third. He was tagged out. The 1-1. Chopper right side of the infield. Crim coming in, cuts off the hop, and will take it to first himself for the final out. The second walk of the season for Tim Brennan and his first hit by pitch. Both left stranded. No runs, no hits for the Rockhounds. We go to the home half of the second in a tie 1-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpet Tech. Call Carpet Tech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six, seven, eight due up for the Dallas Black Giants as we start the bottom of the second inning from Riders Field. Chris Jared with you, Zach Bigley to my left, and we conclude the six-game series today. Heavy winds continue as we start the second. First pitch from David Leal floats across the zone at 81. Backdoor changeup. And it's no balls and a strike. The next toss. Late swing from Fabian. Just got a piece to turn it over foul. 74 miles an hour on the curveball, and it's 0-2. Next toss to Fabian. Inside. He breezed him away. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Heard from Bob Hards, the Rock Islands broadcaster, that Leal struck a batter out at a 59-mile-an-hour pitch this year. 1-2. That's off the plate. Two straight strikes answered by two straight misses of the zone for Leal, and it's 2-2. He gave up four hits, a pair of doubles, only one run in by Frisco in the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch. Ripped in the air out to left field, right at Calabuig. Now sprinting in, slides on his thigh, and it touched the grass first. Boy, heck of an effort, but a ball that was hit so hard at Calabuig turns into a seeing eye single. Just froze the left fielder and found the grass before he could get to it. The night after, Frisco knocks 14 hits. They've got five already, with just three outs recorded by the Rock Islands defense. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch to him, shows bunt, pulls it back, and it drops in there. No balls and a strike. Leal, the 0-1. Tipped and into the glove of McCann, the catcher. Now quickly 0-2. Strom in last night's game, a double and a base hit, a pair of walks. The night prior, 3-for-4. Continues to come up with the base knocks. 0-2, inside, it breezed him away. That's the fastball that Leal, actually that might have been the changeup that he let get away from him. One ball and two strikes to Strom. Fastball for Leal will top out at around mid-80s to just upper 80s, 86, 1-2. In the air to left center field. That finds grass for a base hit. Fabian up to second. He'll stop there. And back-to-back outfield shots for Frisco to begin the bottom of the second. Six Frisco hit, and now that brings up the third baseman, Jax Biggers. Seven games left until the end of the first half of this 2022 season. Frisco and Midland cap this series today, and then six in Arkansas, then it's over. First pitch to Biggers. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and it misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Haven't seen Leal turn to the fastball too much. But he mixes his pitch velocities very well. 1-0. Shows bunt again, pulls it back, and that misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two aboard for Frisco. Nobody out in the bottom of the second in a 1-1 tie. Leal takes a long step off. He's now back on. Wears the white cleats, black socks, gray pants. And steps off again. And the blue Midland jerseys. Extreme third base side of the rubber for Leal, the left-hander. 6'5", 250, the 2-0. That finds the edge. Biggers takes all the way for a take and strike one. Bottom of the order on deck in Jordan Procession. Frisco has the Dallas Black Giants today. They still have got the Rough Riders red helmets with the RR. 2-1. Shows bunt, drops it down right back up to the mound. Liel off the bump, throws to first, not in time. Biggers places a bunt down right in front of home plate and legs out the infield single. Base is loaded for the catcher, Jordan Procession. Fabian to third, Strom to second, and Jax Biggers with a perfect bunt off home plate. Keep that hitting streak going, now up to 14 games for Jax Biggers out of Arkansas, the former Razorback. They had a strong showing. First pitch, Procession has it miss outside. Started to load up. But at 68 from Liel, that is what he calls the curveball, but it looks like it breaks left to right. The 1-0. Again, missing outside. Same result, 67 to Procession. Now two balls and no strikes. Procession working with the bases loaded. Liel kicks the 2-0 toss. Cranked foul. That one turned on the ground over towards the tarp up the first baseline. Two balls and a strike to Jordan Procession. Thankfully didn't need it today. Thought that a cell would maybe make its way on in, but it did not. Liel the 2-1. Chopper right side towards Diaz, gloves it, throws to second for one, no relay to first, and Fabian scores from third. Frisco takes a 2-1 lead on an infield ground out from Jordan Procession. It's 2-1. Strom down to third. Biggers is the out at second base, so he's now off the diamond. Diaz had to make the play to second, but there was nothing to do with it to first. Lefty righty to the top of the order, and Johnny Ornelas, first pitch, floats in for a called strike one. 7 of the 9 Rough Riders coming up with a hit in the first trip through the order. 0-1. Ornelas shoots one into right center field, dropping quickly, and it drops for a base hit. Strahman from third, and another run across for Frisco on the second. Make it 3-1, Dallas Black Giants. Procession up to second in the action, and the first run driven in for Ornelas today on his second hit. Give him an RBI, already 2-for-2 at the top spot. Here's Justin Foscue. Fabian and Strom both reach to start the inning, and both have come in. Jax Biggers with the bunt. He was forced out at second. First pitch. Liel leaves it down and inside. Ball one. Foscue back in the first inning had a shot that went all the way to the warning track. Chase Calabwe, it took him to the dirt, to the fence. Didn't have any more room to spare, and he made the catch. 1-0 toss. Inside, and it catches the zone for a called strike one. 3-1 Frisco over Midland. Procession driving in a run with the bases loaded. Ground out, force out. Next toss. Down and in. Two balls and a strike to the second baseman, Foscue. Only one gone in the second with two already in for Frisco. The break even. Crank third base, line on the ground, past Harris into left field for a base hit. Procession around third. He'll come in, and a stop sign for Ornelas at third. RBI double for Justin Foscue. The third double of the ball game for Frisco so far. It's now 4-1 Rough Riders. David Leal, a soft tosser. And what he does well is his control. Tries to bury and keep those breaking pitches away from especially right-handed hitters down and in on him. But he's given up three doubles already. And that's the ninth Frisco hit so far. So Foscue to second, Ornelas down to third, and Procession was the run coming in on the RBI double. 4-1 Frisco is, we see a mound visit for Chris Smith. The pitching coach wants to have a chat with Leal and the rest of the Rock Allen's infield. Quick trip. And the conference is over as the Major League rehabbing Mitch Garver coming to the plate for the second time. Three doubles already for Frisco. Garver had the first. It wasn't a shot off the bat, but it was a hard hit ground ball up the third baseline. And Brett Harris at the corner coming in, tried to make a stop on the ball and reach a hop before it found the dirt. He couldn't. First pitch. Garver turns one over third base side and foul. 0-1. And so Harris couldn't get to it. It rolled to the padded wall and kicked off, leaked into left field. And it was an easy trip to second. Almost casual for Garver. He was practically jogging into second base. Blaine Krim with the second double of the first. And it was an RBI knock. 0-1. Poked in the air. And a floater towards the seats. Now no balls and two strikes. Foscue, just one of two Rough Riders to not come up with a base hit the first trip through the order. Well, he does so here. Followed up Ornelas' RBI single. Leal kicks home 0-2. Just missing outside. And a big take by Garver to stay alive. Now one ball and two strikes. We mentioned Garver rehabbing with Frisco earlier. Just one game. This his second. 1-2. Shot foul. Late swing, and Garver pokes it into the seats. Still 1-2. Drew a pair of walks in that first game. 1-2. Outside. And two balls and two strikes.
And hopefully we'll get back up to the big leagues pretty soon.
Welcome back, Mr. Zach Bigley.
Well, thank you, sir.
Crazy pregame.
Yeah, a little nutty out there.
That was cool, though. That was awesome.
Incredible. Bob Kendrick, what a guy.
Leal sets the break even. 2-2's popped over the net. And a floater that is going to fall somewhere close to us.
If you missed it, Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, is on hand here for this Juneteenth and Dallas Black Giants game. And got the opportunity to host a little Q&A session with him down in the bullpen bar down the right field line pregame and then also during the first inning. So, in good hands with Chris Jarrett.
Yeah, we're getting back to 100. Leal still 2-2. Garver again fights one off and a long at bat.
You're getting some runs, though.
We certainly are, and this is good to see, because Frisco yesterday and last night's game, no shortage of hits, but it was the runs that it felt that they left plenty by the wayside. Already three doubles, nine hits total for Frisco through not even two full innings at the plate. Again, the 2-2. In the air to right center field, there's an RBI knock for Mitch Garver. Ornelas scores from third. Foscue gets the stop sign at third. And it's 5-1 Frisco. RBI base hit for Mitch Garver. He's got two hits already, three total bases. Three consecutive run scoring hits, Zach.
Yeah, no surprise. Professional hitter going the opposite way on a two strike count. Not trying to do too much, just driving into the opposite field and picking up the RBI.
How about foul, foul, ball, foul, ball, foul, foul before the RBI base hit? A battle.
It's a guy who knows what he's doing at the plate.
Here's Dustin Harris, first pitch. Thought about inside. Tried to front door the slider. Curving slider, and it missed for ball one. Dustin had a base hit in the first inning, and then an RBI double from Blaine Krim. It brought in Garver, 1-0. Turned over foul towards the tarp along the first baseline. It's 1-1. And so it took Calabweig back, relayed it back in, 7-6-2, with Garver scoring, an ambitious send of Dustin Harris as the ball was being relayed to the cutoff man, Logan Davidson, right at the shortstop spot. And Harris out at the plate. 1-1. Cranked foul again. No surprise to see a lot of foul balls heading up the first baseline from left-handed hitters and vice versa for the righties. The pitch is out of Leal's hands. Certainly taking their time getting to the strike zone. A soft tosser. The fastball, changeup, and a sliding curveball. 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. And Bob Hartz, the RockHounds broadcaster, even said every time he catches up with Leal, it seems to be different pitches that he's tweaking in and out. This is a man that was taken in the 38th round in 2019. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the first strikeout for David Leal. One gone in the second, and the ninth man to the plate, Blaine Krim. Leal in his minor league career, a 3.37 earned run average across now six different stops going back to 2019. 187 strikeouts, 20 walks. First pitch to Krim, dots the zone outside for a called strike. But that's the tough part. When you think of a lack of walks and a decent amount of strikeouts, it's the opponent's average at the plate. 0-1. Same pitch, but just left it outside. An arm side miss for Leal, and it's 1-1. Foscue at third, Mitch Garver at first, and there's two outs in the second inning. 5-1 Frisco. Against Texas League hitters this year, they're averaging 326. 1-1. In the air, fly ball to right. Second baseman Bikina floats back, now back towards the diamond, and makes the catch. Well, count them up. Six hits in the inning for Frisco. It brings in three runs, two men left stranded, and a lot of action offensively. Frisco sends nine to the plate. They did not bat through the lineup, but came darn close to it. All done in the second. We go to the third inning and a 5-1 Dallas Black Giants lead on Sunday. Back to start the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dallas Black Giants showing off the offense so far as we go to the top half of the third inning. It's 5-1. Black Giants out in front of the RockHounds. Tim Brennan back out on the hill for the Black Giants, and Max Schumann is in from the right side. First pitch on the way. That one finds the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Schumann, Calabuig, and Diaz. 2-3-4, new up for the Rockhounds. Brennan, the 0-1. Grounder foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Haven't had a clean inning yet for Tim Brennan so far. Logan Davidson provided the lone offense for Midland with a solo home run in the first. And then a walk and a hit by pitch. Austin Beck and Marty Bikina found their way aboard. Brennan back into his windup. He deals. That one's away, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders playing as the Black Giants today for the first time at home this year. The pitch is hit in the air out to center field. Kellen Strom back on it. He's under it. Easy play. He comes in a couple steps, makes the catch. One out for Chase Calabui. So far in this one, 5 runs on 10 hits already for the Rough Riders. 10 hits through 2 innings of work. First pitch home to Calabuig. He grounds it up the middle on 2 hops right to the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. He fields and throws him out. 2 up, 2 down very quickly here in the third inning. Here's Jordan Diaz. Diaz, right-handed batter. Ground out back to first base his first time up. Takes inside, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders will be playing as the Black Giants for 3 different dates this year. The 1-0. Low and outside, it's 2-0. This is number 1. It's the first time here at home. The Rough Riders did don these uniforms in Tulsa for 1 game on the road. 2-0. Ground ball, top foul, third base side. Off the facing of the Riders, dugout down the left field line. And it's 2-1. They shift the opposite way for the right-handed hitting Diaz, who got the day off yesterday. Brennan's pitch. A line drive foul into the seats on the left side, and it's 2-2. Good action on the berm in left field today. A lot of fans in attendance, and the seating bowl on our left side, which is in the shade. Very full as well. Good crowd. 2-2. Ground ball foul off of Procession, the Riders catcher, and it's still 2-2. Sun's not out right now, but it has been throughout the day. When it's been behind the clouds, it's been rather pleasant. It's been a pretty warm day and a pretty warm week here in Frisco. Currently 93 degrees with a feels like of 100. 2-2. Soft tapper out to short. Charging Ornelas on the run. Picks, throws. He got him. Beautiful play by Johnny Ornelas. Diaz disagreed with the call, slamming his helmet down in frustration. But Johnny Ornelas gets him, and it's a 1-2-3. Third inning for Tim Brennan. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the third inning. Dallas Black Giants out in front, 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce,
And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the Patty Melt at Whataburger.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Sandro Fabian starting the bottom of the third is popped up on the right side. First baseman Diaz under it, and he makes the catch straddling the line on the dirt. First base side, a pop out for Sandro Fabian begins things in the third inning, and that's the first time in three innings that Leal has retired the first man he's seen. Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate now. 5-1, Dallas Black Giants out in front of the Midland Rockhounds. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Leal's pitch. That one's low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Strom singled in the second to extend his hitting streak. He has now hit safely in 10 in a row. 1-0. He lines it up the middle. That's into left center for a base hit. Calabui cuts it off from left, and Strom back-to-back singles. He's now a piping hot 8-for-12 in the series. And Jax Biggers makes his way in. Kellen Strom leading all of minor league baseball since May 27th in batting average, hitting .462 over that stretch, and he's 2-for-2 again here in this game. Pitch home. Ground ball foul by Jax Biggers. It's 0-1. This man isn't far behind. And a single in the second to extend his hitting streak to 12 games now. He's reached in all 14 games that he's played. Or I should say extends his hitting streak to 13 games. 15 game on base streak now as the pitch is fouled away left side. It's 0-2. Rough Riders, 11 hits as we play in the bottom of the third inning. Just an ambush on Leal. He's ready from the stretch. He deals. Little roller back to the hill on a check swing. Leal has it onto second for one. Throw to first is not in time. Pulls Diaz off the bag. And Strom eliminated at second for the second out. And on the 1-6 fielder's choice, Jax Biggers aboard at first base. 5-1, Dallas Black Giants out in front. That brings Jordan Procession to the plate, who knocked in a run on a fielder's choice back in the second inning. And wanted to pass along a special message for Jordan. He wants to wish his father, Dave, happy Father's Day. First pitch, Biggers takes off. It's a strike on the outside corner. Throw to second. They got him, and that retires the side. But Jordan wanted to say, happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. And wanted to pass along the message. So Jax Biggers caught stealing to end the inning here in the third. Jordan will lead things off in the bottom half of the fourth. We go to the top half of the fourth. It's 5-1. Dallas Black Giants out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan back out for another inning of work in the fourth. He'll face Brett Harris, J.J. Schwarz, and Kyle McCann, 5-6-7. Got to give a quick shout-out to Jordan Procession's father for Happy Father's Day. I want to wish my father a Happy Father's Day, who's tuned in right now. Love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. And Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there today. Brett Harris in from the right side, 5-1. Dallas Black Giants lead. Midland Rockhounds. Tim Brennan, only one run allowed over his three innings so far. He delivers home. Inside, nearly hit him. One ball, no strikes. Righty-righty matchup. Brennan with his second start in the series in his first start. He pitched pretty well. The offering. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Biggers collects from third off to his left, around the tip of his glove. He turns, throws onto first, and he gets Brett Harris. Nice play by Jax Biggers, using every stitch of that glove right on the edge. He's able to gobble it up, set his feet, and throw him out. Three straight ground ball outs for Tim Brennan. He's retired five in a row. And here's J.J. Schwarz. Brennan, in that start earlier in the series, allowed one run over three and two-thirds innings. He's back into his windup, and he pitches home. A fly ball to center field. Strom charging in, and he's under it to make the catch. Down to the left center. Another quick out. He's retired the first two on just three pitches. Kyle McCann stands in from the left side. 5-1, Dallas Black Giants lead. First pitch. That settles on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1. McCann bounced out to short his first time up. 0-1 pitch. Popped up down the left side and out of play. It's 0-2. Rough Riders finishing up this series today, looking to split the set with Midland. And unfortunately, they will not be able to gain a game on San Antonio as the Missions walked it off again. Second time in this series they walked off against Amarillo. Brennan back into his wind, the 0-2. Just outside, didn't miss by much, and it's one ball, two strikes. Amarillo walking it off on a Connor Kaiser walk-off homer in the ninth. Here's the offering home. It's fouled straight back. Count to 1-2. So the Rough Riders will remain three games back of the Missions. If they win today, if they lose, they'll be four games back. Here's the wind back by the right-hander and the 1-2 on the way. McCann swings, saws it off down the left side and foul. Still one ball, two strikes. That'll be with six games remaining. That's just the series in Arkansas next week. That's all that's going to be left. The Rough Riders, as here's the wind back by Brennan, and the 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still one ball, two strikes. We'll have a lot of ground to make up and not a lot of time to do it, and they don't control their own destiny in that point. So really tough road ahead to try and make the playoffs in the first half. Brennan has his sign. He winds back in the 1-2. High. Two balls, two strikes. Black Giants lead 5-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Bases clear. Pole side shift on for McCann, the left-handed batter. Brennan, the 2-2. Outside. Count runs full at 3-2. This will be the ninth pitch to Kyle McCann after he retired the first two batters on three combined offerings. He shuttles home. Just outside. Ball four. The second walk of the outing. Man who drew the first walk stands in now. It's Austin Beck. Four-run lead for Frisco. Beck playing in his fifth game in this series. It's his fifth game in Double-A. 2-for-16 so far. Time called. Here comes Jeff Andrews. He's on his way out of the Riders' dugout. The pitching coach as Josh Smith starts to get up and loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the left field line. Smith might serve as a buffer between Brennan and Slayton, who's expected to be the long reliever out of the Rough Riders' bullpen today. Tim Brennan tying a season high 3 2/3 innings right now. Meeting on the mound, broken up. Austin Beck in from the right side. Runner at first base, 5-1. Black Giants lead. Brennan working from the stretch. He comes set and fires in. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Beck, the right fielder today, has made some dazzling plays in the outfield so far this series, especially in the opener. 0-1. Fly ball off the end of the bat out to left field. Dustin Harris angles over to his left, now comes in a couple steps, makes the one-handed catch, and the side comes to a close here in the fourth inning. No runs, hits, errors, one runner left on base. Nice four frames for Tim Brennan. He exits with a 5-1 lead. Home half of the fourth coming up. Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nine-hole hitting catcher Jordan Procession leads it off for the Riders in the fourth inning. They lead it 5-1 over Midland in the series finale. In the first pitch, he swings and misses. High inside toss, and it's 0-1. It's Procession Ornelas Foscue, 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders. 0-1. A bunt down the third baseline. Leal Fields off the mound. He throws on the first, not in time. So Jordan Procession reaching to lead things off on a bunt base hit. It's Johnny Ornelas now at the top of the Riders' order. And with that bunt base hit by Procession, everyone has picked up at least one hit in the order. And we're in the fourth inning. 5-1. Black Giants out in front. First pitch, fouled away right side, and it's 0-1. And here's the guy who is oh so important to the Rough Riders. What an odd game it was last night. 6-5 loss for Frisco. They had 14 hits, but went 4-for-21 with runners in scoring position. 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's 1-1-1, and ended up losing 6-5. One of the craziest things was Ornelas was hitting .560 in a six-game hitting streak entering the day. Rough Riders had 14 hits total, and Ornelas went 0-for-5. 1-1. Fouled away right side. It's 1-2. Well, now he's back to the regular Johnny Ornelas we have grown to know and love. His 26th multi-hit game today of the season. Entered in with the second most hits in all minor league baseball. Sixth best batting average, I should say. 1-2. Way outside. It's 2-2. He continues to rack up the hits. Batting average back to .350 now in the season. Rough Riders leap 5-1. Left-hander's pitch. A line drive to shallow right field. Beck coming on, still coming, dives, and he makes the catch. Ornelas reached out, poked it into right, and Austin Beck, a full-out dive. This is what we talked about when he was just at the plate. He continues to make incredible plays in the outfield. That's a nice catch. One out on a line out to right field. It's Justin Foscue now. Foscue, an RBI double in the second, down the third baseline. 5-1 our score. Black Giants lead. Leal's pitch. On the inside corner at the knees for a called strike. 0-1. Foscue, that double, just his second hit of the series. He's now 2-for-18. 0-1. He swings, drives it down the left field line. That one drops in down the line. And Procession on his way to third. Foscue trails. He's into second. Procession slides in safely to third base. And it's another double for Justin Foscue. Runners at second and third now for the Riders. And one out. Foscue with his 14th and 15th doubles of the year. That brings rehabber Mitch Garber up to the plate. Garber a double, a run scored in the first, and an RBI single back in the second. His first two hits of his second rehab stint. Rehab back on May 17th with Frisco, going 0-for-2 with a couple walks and a run scored. Infield comes in now, and the first pitch. He swings, grounds it out to short. Davidson has it off to his left, looks back Procession, throws him out at first. 2 outs. Dustin Harris now. Harris 1-for-2 with a single in the first on the infield to the first baseman Jordan Diaz. Harris in from the left side. Lefty, lefty. Pitch home. Chopper foul right side. It's 0-1. Justin Foscue, the two doubles today. His first two-double day of the season. It's also his first double since May 22nd this year. From the stretch, 0-1. Harris leans back on a high inside pitch, and it's 1-1. Really good to see Foscue getting back in the double train. It seemed like him and Ezekiel Duran, who's now with the Rangers at the big league level, were doubles machines towards the end of May. From the stretch, here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, way out in front of a 67-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Duran's 24 doubles led all of minor league baseball when he graduated up to the big league level. Pitch home. Strike three called, got him on the inside corner. That ends the inning. The side comes to a close in the fourth without Rough Riders pushing a run across. No runs on two more hits, no errors, and two left on base. Frisco now with 13 hits on the evening. We go to the top of the fifth. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
with every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Night comes to a close for Tim Brennan. Turn things over now to Justin Slayton as we begin the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrod with you. Zach Bigley along my side on this beautiful Sunday evening. Overcast on June 19th, 2022. Slayton this year, 7.06 earned run average. This is his 12th appearance so far. Slayton, 38 strikeouts, 29 in a third innings. He takes over for Tim Brennan, whose night comes to a close. Slayton, the last time facing these Rockhounds, it came on April 28th. He's on the mound, and he's ready for action. The first pitch, Marty Bikina laces one foul towards third. And it's 0-1. Slayton set to face 9-1-2 of the Rockhounds order. Get you the final line for Tim Brennan, who's done after four innings for a new season high. Just his second start of the year. Slayton sets the 0-1-2. Bikina drops in there. 82 miles an hour for a called strike, and it's an 0-2 start for Justin Slayton, who faced Midland on April 28th. Earlier this season, and it was one of his finer showings of the year. Next toss, it's upstairs. One ball and two strikes to Bikina. Back in the second inning with two outs. Tim Brennan with his first hit by pitch on Bikina. 1-2. Lifted in the air, right around home plate. And so procession with the mask off. On the move to the extended track and makes the two-handed squeeze. First batter retired for Justin Slayton on the Bikina pop-out. Top of the order in the shortstop, Logan Davidson. Slayton back on April 28th. He struck out five batters, only one walk. And a scoreless five innings. One hit, no runs. Was really good. Righty-lefty to Logan Davidson, the switch-hitting shortstop. And the first pitch runs upstairs at 95 on the heater for ball one. Next toss. That couldn't creep back in from the outside. Two balls, no strikes, as the breaking ball misses away from Davidson.
Really interesting to see Tim Brennan go four innings there. We expected him to kind of be your normal opener, just go the one inning.
2-0, wave and a miss for strike one. We've seen Slayton working in roles like this where he'd come in after an inning, maybe a little bit more than that, but working as a tandem, as a piggyback starter after the listed starter. Yeah, four innings later, 2-1. Tapper foul, it's an even count now, 2-2.
And you have to imagine that there's some thought of, hey, if we're going to work Tim Brennan into the starting rotation, we'd love to work his innings up here. So get him up to four innings. Continue to draw up that pitch count, and he figures to be a very important part of this starting rotation going forward.
2-2. Upstairs and outside. 95, and the fastball ran away arm side from Slayton. And Tim Brennan locked it down after the solo homer double. He retired his next five faced. Slayton working with a full count. 3-2. Just missed outside as he tried to bring it back. And a one-out walk. Third walk drawn by Midland tonight. Second time aboard for Davidson. And here comes Max Schumann. Davidson, we mentioned, entering as a sixth game for him this week. So he's appeared in every contest. And it's been a really difficult recent stretch for him. An 0-for-12 slump and the 8 strikeouts in his last three games. He answers that promptly with a leadoff homer tonight. First pitch to Max Schumann is sprayed foul. It's 0-1. That allowed Brennan to give up the ensuing double to Schumann. It's his second double of the series. Schumann entering Sunday's finale 5-for-12 this week. 3 Ks and 4 walks. 0-1. Downstairs, now a ball and a strike. One of the better batters in the Texas League in the month of June. Better batter. I thought I'd stumble on that, and I didn't.
better balance.
Yeah, better balance. For Schumann, it's a 12.05 OPS. Going back to the start of the month. 1-1. Wave and a miss for strike two.
It's been him, Joe Rizzo of Arkansas, who we'll see next week, and Trey Hare, who have really lit things up in the month of June in the league.
Corbin Carroll,
by far. Corbin Carroll had a monster series against the Riders.
That's still pacing him atop most categories, and it's hard to top after that, the wake that he created for himself. 1-2. Just missed outside on the fastball at 95. And Slayton liked it, but must have just missed it off the black, and it's 2-2.
Corbin Carroll in that series hit a 481-foot homer.
It's pretty far.
Over the batter's side of center field, yeah. Very far.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There's the first strikeout of the night for Rough Riders pitching staff. There's the first for Justin Slayton, and there's two gone in the fifth. Tim Brennan was reliant on the defense behind him. A roll-the-ball-over type guy. Justin Slayton taking over, and he picks up the first strikeout delivered to Midland tonight. Here's Chase Kalibweig. Righty-lefty the pitch. Swing and a miss. A late cut from Kalibweig for strike one. 95 is Slayton. We have continued to touch on the fastball velocities, but he can get back there. Kalibweig says, oh, what do we got here? Well, on the strikeout, as Jared Gettert and now Ichi Takazawa coming out from Frisco's dugout, on the strikeout, it looked like Slayton was motioning towards procession about something. And that's kind of what led in my pause. I thought maybe, I mean, he was certainly trying to communicate with procession, but Jared Gettert, Frisco manager, is out having a word with the entire infield. It didn't last long. Everybody's now starting to part ways.
Jeff Anders hasn't even gotten the mound.
Yeah, don't forget about me, guys. Wait up. Casey James, our plate umpire, basically signaling safe, but saying, all good, let's play on.
No mound visit.
Because it was, at least what they thought, what Jared, Jeff Anders thought, due to injury, but Slayton's okay. Davidson still at first. There are two outs in the fifth. And Chase Kalibweig stands in. First pitch, a rip and a miss. Should say second pitch. Back-to-back swings and misses for the left fielder. Kalibweig gets 0-2. Kalibweig riding a 13-game hitting streak. But he's 0-2 tonight, the 0-2. Called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Justin Slayton. And a one-out walk left stranded at first. No runs, no hits for the Rockhounds in the top of the fifth. Justin Slayton taking over for Tim Brennan and does so just fine with back-to-back strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Krim, Fabian Strom due up for Frisco next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Leal continues to motor on as he comes out for his fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth, Frisco leads 5-1. Next toss, Krim shoots it right back up the middle and into center field on the ground for a base hit. Just snuck through Davidson and Bikina, the shortstop and second baseman, and a leadoff single for Krim, his second hit of the night. Five, six, seven due up for Frisco, the middle of the order. We've touched on the production from the bottom half of the lineup card in this series. How about eight more hits last night from hitters 6 through 9? First pitch to Fabian's popped in the air behind home plate. That'll work its way foul. No balls and a strike to the right fielder, Fabian. We didn't see him last night. Last time out on June 17th. On Friday, batted in the 4 spot, 0 for 4 with a strikeout. 0-1, a floater. And a call at strike 2. Low 70s, the curveball from Leal will touch the zone. Sometime even duck down into the 60s. Lefty-righty to Fabian, the 0-2 pitch. Chopper up the middle towards a shortstop, Davidson. Flipped to second for one. Throws to first. Got him. And Davidson, the shortstop, was over there up the middle a little bit, but a prime hot shot off the ground to turn two, and they did. Leadoff single from Blaine Krim is squandered on the 6-4-3 double play.
Chris, the Rough Riders have 14 hits tonight, just like they did last night. And they have 5 runs, just like they did last
night. Half as time, yeah.
Half the time, and also, they already have more hits with runners in scoring position.
First pitch to Kellen Strom is in there for a called strike.
Last night, 4 for 21. Tonight, already 6 for 11.
Yeah, last night was tough. 0-1 pitch. Just missing outside. One ball and one strike. You look at the score card in front of you, how many times Frisco's been able to follow a hit with a hit tonight? A lot. The 1-1 pitch. Popped in the air, headed towards the seats on a foul ball. It'll be 1-2. Yesterday, though, a lot of guys getting on base consecutively, but just lacked that hit. I mean, you look at the third. A pair of hits, a walk, the two-run single from Dustin Harris. That about did it last night in terms of an RBI knock. 1-2 to Strom. Chopper left side towards Davidson. Two hops, he's got it. Long throw to first to beat the hustling Strom. Leal faces the minimum despite a leadoff single from Blaine Krim. And two hits tonight for the first baseman, but Frisco turned away scoreless in the fifth. We go to the sixth inning and still a 5-1 Dallas Black Giants lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from CarpetTech. Call CarpetTech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton back on the bump as we get the sixth inning going from Riders Field. 5-1 Frisco lead, playing as the Dallas Black Giants on this Juneteenth and Father's Day on June 19th, 2022. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. The first pitch from Slayton to Jordan Diaz, missing inside, ball one. Slayton took over an inning ago, started the top of the fifth, back-to-back strikeouts for him, 1-0. Down and away, scooped out of the dirt by Procession, 2 balls, no strikes. Gave up a one-out walk to Logan Davidson, but stranded him with those back-to-back strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. Working 2-0 to Diaz, the pitch. That's in there. Called strike one. Diaz tonight, 0-for-2 ball game, but 23 hits for him in the month of June. That's tied for most in the Texas League. He's 21. The 2-1 popped over the net, and a floater that was eye level to us, but didn't quite have the legs. It's 2-2. And so on top of Juneteenth, we've got Bob Kendrick in the house. He's the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three strikeouts in a row for Justin Slayton, and there's one gone in the sixth. He continues to reach back for that fastball, and he dusted it right by Diaz. Next is the third baseman, Brett Harris. So, Zach, you were with Bob before the start of the game. And just being up from this vantage point, it's hard to pick up every word, but it certainly seemed like he had a lot of information to share.
I asked
him. Just like a sponge. Yeah, just soak it up.
Amazing.
First pitch misses to Harris, ball one.
That's a guy who is a total, total pro, and I mean that in the best way possible. He can tell a story for the 1,000th time, and it's like he's telling it for the first time.
Yeah, 1-0. That's in there. One ball, one strike to Harris.
And, you know, when you're interviewing somebody, and especially hosting a Q&A and that kind of thing where it's for the audience, you want to be able to tee them up and have them talk, and that's basically what it was, is asked him 4 questions in 25 minutes.
The 1-1's foul. It's now 1-2. Yeah, basically get the mic out of your hands as quickly as
exactly.
This is the guy you're here for.
Exactly. No one wants to hear me talk. And so we did the two parts. We had the one pregame, and then during the first inning we were there as well, and in the first inning, I basically would just say players' names and have him tell stories about that player.
1-2. Thought about from Harris. Oh, and he just held up as Slayton was starting his strut off the mound. It's 2-2.
One of my favorites was talking about Satchel Paige's arsenal. Have you heard about this?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So he had a few different names for the pitches that he threw.
2-2 toss. upstairs. Now full count to Harris.
He had the midnight creeper, which was what he called what was essentially a fastball. He had a wobbly ball, whipsy-doodle-doo. The hesitation pitch.
The hezzy. 3-2. Breaks the bat of Harris on a flare shot over Biggers at third and rolls into left. Boy, you know that sound when you hear it, but doesn't often result in a base hit. It does to Harris, a one-out single. Here's J.J. Schwarz.
You know what his best pitch was, though?
In terms of a nickname or in terms of, like, velocity? Okay, what?
The B-ball.
Okay.
You know what was kind of why it was called the B-ball?
Why's that?
Because it be where he wants it to be when he wants it to be there. Amazing stuff. Satchel Paige was one of a kind, and Bob Kendrick was so kind with his time to tell all those wonderful stories that he did.
Next toss. A called strike to J.J. Schwarz. It's 0-1. And so this is the first time. They'll do it two more times throughout the season where Frisco will take the field as the Dallas Black Giants. Next one, August 14th. 0-1. Wave and a miss to Schwarz. It's now 0-2. Just a good uniform. We saw it in Tulsa. But, of course, knowing that we'd ramp it up for tonight.
What a great job by the marketing staff for the Rough Riders tonight.
0-2. Late swing and a foul shot over the net. Still no balls, two strikes. You know that in sports it's going to come with a schedule. But to make something like this happen, you don't 9-to-5 it. It's just not a 9-to-5 situation when you want to make something like this happen. It's going to require, you know, off-hour hours. And look at last night.
That's what it was.
Slayton working 0-2 the pitch. Called strike three. Froze him on the breaking ball. And the second strike out of the inning, the fourth of the night for Justin Slayton.
A huge shout out to Kristen King, director of marketing, and Sydney Morrison as well, our manager of marketing. And it's just a huge effort by the whole staff to get this all together. And being down in the concourse, you could really feel it. It was a lot of fun and good crowd here on a Sunday.
Kyle McCann in, and the fastball at 95 runs in for a called strike one. The jazz band will certainly set the mood.
Yeah, it was
great.
That was
awesome.
That was incredible. How about the national anthem today, too, with the jazz saxophone?
Because you're a big saxophone guy.
Huge.
Right? Oh, one's a rip and a miss strike, too, as am I.
Played a little sax back in the day.
That's a flex. You're flexing on air. So you keep going, or what happened? Is that just something that stops?
I gave up clarinet and saxophone to play baseball. Can you believe it?
0-2 pitch. Down and blocked by Procession. It's now 1-2. Could you play the saxophone and clarinet better than you could play baseball?
Well, I'm certainly not playing baseball
anymore.
That's
what I was going to say. Not very well.
Now, from third grade on to freshman year of high school, I had to deal with my parents that if I made it through freshman year, then I could go play baseball, and that was the deal. Focus on baseball, I should say.
1-2, inside. Two balls, two strikes to McCann. Harris at first base. He had the one-out broken bat single. We're about a quarter to 8 o'clock from Frisco, Texas. 2-2, upstairs. Fastball at 94. An at-bat for Slayton that started. No balls, two strikes to McCann. He was 0-for-1 tonight, but has since worked its way full. McCann drawing the second walk from Tim Brennan. That came with two outs in the fourth. Payoff pitch. Swing and a tip into the glove of Procession for strike three. Three more strikeouts for Justin Slayton. Five tonight and two scoreless innings in relief. Oh, what a showing from the right-hander, Justin Slayton. One out base hit is stranded at first base. No runs on the knock, no errors. And the rack counts again off the scoreboard. Still 5-1 Frisco. We go to the home half of the sixth next.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the start of the home half of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Night comes to a close for David Leal. It's now Zach Plunkett in his sixth appearance since being acquired by Oakland earlier in the month of May of this season. Signed as a free agent after the Dodgers granted him the free agent status. Zach Plunkett 3-2 this season, an 8.55 earned run average. He makes another appearance this season, give him 13 on the year. All right, a showdown of Razorbacks to get us going in the home half of the sixth inning. Here's Jax Biggers facing off against Zach Plunkett. Righty-lefty the pitch. Popped high in the air. This one just leaking out to left center. Davidson, the shortstop, trying to call off Kalibwig, who's the one that ultimately makes the catch. And the two now smiling, exchanging courtesies. One pitch, all it takes to retire Biggers, who was an eighth rounder out of Arkansas in 2018.
Earlier today, we got to give a shout out to Jordan Procession's father, Dave. Happy Father's Day, but happy Father's Day to Jordan Procession. He's a dad as well.
That's right. First pitch to him, and it's a called strike one.
His daughter, Sailor.
And we've had a lot of chats with different Rough Riders this season. Jordan Procession, one of them. In terms of on-air stuff, or stuff that we'd run on air, 0-1 misses, it's now a ball and a strike. So we've talked to these guys in a lot of different run-ins, but just learning the stories of all of them. And story of Jordan Procession's a good one. 1-1. That's in. Called strike two. He was a former Tulsa driller, got married at One Oak Field, hit a home run there this year.
And after every game, because he lives in Sand Springs, which is just outside Tulsa, taking a photo with his wife and his daughter on the field.
Plunkett's 1-2. Procession leaves it outside. Off the plate, the count's even, two balls, two strikes. And so Procession, how about the speed from the catcher? 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Zach Plunkett in the sixth, and he picks up his first strikeout. First two batters up, 8-9 of the order. Biggers, Procession retired. Here's the top of the card, and Johnny Ornelas. Talking about Procession bunting back in the fourth, and he legged it out.
Burner.
Just blink and you miss him. Type speed. 17 hits tonight in this ball game, but Frisco doing the heavy lifting with 14. Here's the pitch to Ornelas. It's down and away. Johnny's got two of them. One ball and no strikes to him. Had a base hit in the first and an RBI hit in the second. Now the 1-0. Yep. Catches the bottom half, and it's an even count, one ball, one strike. Plunkett from Arkansas, who's still floating around in the College World Series. 1-1. Cranked foul. A late swing from Ornelas, and he shoots it up the first base side and towards the concourse, now 1-2.
They did a little bit more than floating yesterday.
They certainly did. A convincing win over Stanford, sitting as the number two team entering Omaha. 1-2 from Plunkett. Cranked on the ground left side. A hot chopper towards Davidson. He'll throw to first. And they got Ornelas for the final out of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits. And Frisco turned away consecutively. We'll start out the seventh and a 5-1 score holding for a good while now. Seventh inning's next.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Approaching the final leg on Sunday night. We'll pass it back over to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Got it.
Black Giants, a 5-1 lead. Austin Beck, Marty Bacchino, Logan Davidson, 8-9-1, due up for the Rockhounds. Tim Brennan went 4, allowing 1 run. Justin Slayton, easy breezy through 2 innings of work. He's ready from the stretch. He pitches. A curveball misses high and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Just 2 base runners allowed over his 2 innings. A walk and a single. Only 3 hits today for Midland. 1-0 pitch. Curveball. This one misses just off the outside corner. Maybe a tick low, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. That single for Brett Harris was the first hit since the first inning. Came back in the 6th. 2-0 toss. Fastball ripping a foul off to the left side. Catches the netting. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So 5 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Black Giants. Rockhounds, 1 run on 3 hits and no errors today. A dominating performance by Frisco. 2-1 shuttles in. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. This is exactly how you want to finish off a series if you're the Rough Riders, going into a series that's going to be very, very tough on the offensive side of things. That Arkansas pitching staff is just ridiculous. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball low and away. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Justin Slayton. 1 away here in the 7th. He has now retired the last 6 outs that he has recorded via the strikeout. That was a curveball low in the dirt. The only one he didn't strike out, Brett Harris, who had a broken bat single to left. Marty Bacchino in the 9th spot now. First pitch popped up right side. Grimm going back, the first baseman into the grass. He makes the catch. So it's not a strikeout, but it's a first pitch pop out. 2 outs, and here's Logan Davidson.
See the San Antonio score?
Yeah, they walked it off again. 5-1, again. Black Giants lead it here. I know. It just seems like the Rough Riders can't catch a break trying to catch them. A walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th inning. Top of the order, Logan Davidson, the pinch. Curveball just off the outside corner. Procession tried to hold it there for a second, but the ball wasn't in his glove anymore. Fell out. 1 ball, no strikes. That Arkansas pitching staff, the first 3 games, the Rough Riders are going to see some really good arms. Here's the stretch of the 1-0 pitch. Misses low, 2 balls, no strikes. Levi Stout, who's a top 10 prospect. Emerson Hancock, who's the top minor league pitching prospect in the Mariners organization. George Kirby in the big leagues. And then Taylor Dollard, who has the best ERA in the minors this year. Sub 1 ERA, the pitch.
Fly ball into center field right at Strom. He's tracing back just shy of the warning track into a back pedal. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the seventh. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Five in a row retired by Justin Slayton. Six Ks through three innings of work. Bottom seven coming up. It's time to stretch here at Riders Field. We'll return after this in the Riders Baseball Network with the Riders up 5-1.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue starts it off for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch on the way from Plunkett. One's just low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Plunkett, a 1-2-3 sixth inning in relief. 5-1. Rough Riders lead it as the Dallas Black Giants today. 1-0. That one just misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-for-3 day for Foscue. Two doubles. An RBI double in the second. And just a regular old double in the fourth. 2-0. He takes a hair inside, and it's three balls, no strikes. Well, Frisco scoring one run in the first and four in the second. Nothing since. 3-0 pitch. Takes on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's now 3-1. Attendance is in on this Sunday evening. 5,358. 3-1. Low, ball four. Foscue coaxes a walk. He reaches for the third time today. That is just a hair shy of 20,000 fans here this weekend. 19,896 here at Riders Field this weekend. What a great showing, including over 7,000 last night. Just a little bit shy of 8,000 as Mitch Garver stands in the big league rehabber. 2-for-3 day for the DH. First pitch. Garver takes high and tight, 1-0. Garver a double and a run scored in the first. RBI single in the second, going the opposite way to right field. He grounded out to short with the infield in the fourth. 1-0. That catches the outside edge for a called strike. 92-mile-an-hour heater from Plunkett, and it's 1-1. Garver, very slightly open stance, feet close together. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. Check swing, roller foul right side. Ball and two strikes.
How about a big one from Omaha today? Texas against Texas A&M. Kind of had the state on edge maybe a little bit in the baseball world. A&M hadn't won in Omaha, Zach, since 1995.
Whew.
It was tied for the longest active streak of clubs that have made it there in terms of losing streaks.
1-2. Check swing. Pitch low and away. They appeal. He was able to hold up. 2-2.
Not talking about it anymore. 10-2 win against the Longhorns today.
Big win for Schlossnagel, who was here earlier for the Frisco Classic.
as they say, gig 'em. Plunkett ready from the stretch. 2-2. Garver fouls it straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Haven't really seen many good games in the College World Series. A lot of blowouts.
There have been a lot of, there have been a lot of blowouts so far. I know that right now Notre Dame-Oklahoma is a pretty good one. But yesterday, the day prior, they were just about the same.
2-2. Garver pops it sky high in the infield. McKenna, the second baseman, back onto the grass. He now comes back onto the infield. Hey, back on the grass. Tiptoeing the line, he makes the catch. One out for Dustin Harris. 5-1. Riders out in front. Bottom of the seventh inning. Now one out, runner at first. Harris, an infield single in the first. He struck out twice against David Leal after that. Here's the stretch. First pitch. Harris takes one on the inside corner at the fastball for a strike. 0-1. Chris, you and I were watching some college baseball, that A&M Texas game earlier today. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Harris takes a low one away, and it's now one ball and one strike. And you made a comment that couldn't have rang truer, and it always is a little bit longer in postseason baseball, no matter at what level, but it is very apparent there's no pitch clock.
Yeah.
Or not the same level of pitch clock that we see here in the minors. 1-1. Slips inside. Two balls, one strike.
You notice it, but, and you know, it's kind of on your point of you talked about, not a lot of them have been close, but every game's been entertaining because it is kind of a shot in the past of what feels like old school baseball, of slowing the game down when you need to.
2-1. Harris takes low and inside. 3-1.
Which does not excite a lot of people, and I think if I'm on the tough end of that, I would be one of them. But at that stage and at that level, with how much, you know, what's at stake for those guys and the juice from the crowd, a pitcher stepping off every now and then, it really just adds to it.
3-1 pitch. High skyscraping fly ball to right field. Park will hold it. Austin Beck coming in. Still coming on. He makes the catch. Ended up being a lot shallower than a lot of people thought. Fly ball to right field for an out for Dustin Harris, and here's Blake Grimm. Two outs, 5-1. Black Giants lead it home half of the seventh inning with Foscue at first.
But they have been long games, man. I mean, Notre Dame and Oklahoma, they were supposed to start at 6, and they're off and still going. It's the bottom of the fourth inning.
Oh, 2 hours in?
Unless they started later.
First pitch. Grimm rockets it into center field. Schumann coming on. He's there. And he makes the catch. So a hard hit ball by Blaine Grimm, 100 off the bat. But right at Max Schumann in center, and he lines out. Side comes to a close here in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left stranded to the eighth. Black Giants out in front 5-1 over the Rockhounds in the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brent Anderson takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen after three solid innings, more than solid, very good innings from Justin Slayton. Anderson, the third pitcher turned to by Frisco today out of the bullpen. 5-1, Black Giants lead it over the top of the Rockhounds in the series finale of this one. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. How about Justin Slayton? Three shutout innings, six strikeouts, only one hit allowed, two base runners on a hit and a walk. Really good stuff. Schumann in from the right side, righty-righty, first pitch. Slips high and outside, one ball, no strikes. Exactly what you wanted to see from Justin Slayton. And a little bit more. The guy who at times has struggled, but hey, maybe he just needs to face Midland every time. That's now eight shutout innings against Midland, only two hits allowed in his two appearances against him. The pitch, inside, it hit the bat? No, it hit his elbow. And he's going to head down to first. It sounded odd, like it would have hit the bat, but must have hit his elbow guard. A hit by pitch by Grant Anderson, and Chase Calabweeg will stand in next. Hopefully Schumann's okay. Yeah, it looked like he got him on the left elbow, right of the guard. He's getting checked out by Nick Volker, the athletic trainer. Chase Calabweeg now, left-handed batter, 0 for 3. Volker still checking him out down the first base line. Make sure he's all right. Black Giants lead 5-1. He's going to be all right. It's good to see. Calabweeg has been a double machine so far this season, and he had a big double yesterday, knocking in two runs. What an interesting trip around the lineup this series it's been for Chase Calabweeg. Anderson, the right-hander, deals into the lefty. Slider inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Calabweeg, originally the nine-hole hitter in the opener. He then got the day off the next day, hitting the nine-hole again. From the stretch, 0-1. Inside corner, fastball for a strike, 0-2. Picked up four hits in his first two games, and then a fifth in the third game in the nine spot, then was moved up to the leadoff spot yesterday, and now hitting third. Oh, 2. Fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes.
It has worked. Whatever they've done with him, he's done well. I mentioned earlier 13. I said 13. An eight-game hit streak for Calabweeg, but he's got 13 hits in that span. Zach, a 2-18 month of May for the outfielder. He's batting .396, but that's at stake. He's 0-3 tonight.
Really good turnaround for him. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he deals a throw over to first. Schumann back in. Spread eagle over at first base. He's like, come on, man. You just hit me, and now you're going to make me dive right back in. Anderson ahead 0-2. He fires. Slider popped up. Left side. Biggers going back. The third baseman there. And he makes the catch. Just a soft pop-up that didn't really go too high in the air. For a second, it looked like it might get over Bigger's head, but he had it measured all the way. So now Calabweeg 0-4 today. There's Jordan Diaz. 5-1, Black Giants lead it. Diaz 0-3 after he got off to a red-hot start, hitting two homers in the first three games of this series. First pitch, Schumann goes, pitches outside, Processions throw! Not in time. So on base, Max Schumann is 18th of the year. One ball, no strikes on Diaz. Runner in scoring position for the first time since the second inning for the Rockhounds. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-1.
His pitching's just been so solid. Brennan was bottom heavy strong. Justin Slayton looked really good. Slayton allowed the base hit in the sixth, the only hit aside from the first inning.
Anderson offers. Hit on the ground, foul back behind home, and it's ball two strikes. It's been the Rough Riders' M.O. this whole series. Pitching has been very strong. The bullpen between Seth Northland and Grant Wolfram, only one run allowed. None in a shutout win, 1-0 in game four. Time call. Anderson ready from the stretch. 1-2. Hit in the air out to deep left center field. Long run, Strom to the warning track at the wall. It's gone. Jordan Diaz with his 12th home run of the season. It's his third in this series. And Midland all of a sudden is right back in it. Frisco now leads 5-3.
He's been bottled up pretty strong throughout most of the game. 0-3 with a strikeout, but boy, is he one of the young talents of minor league baseball. Just 21. We mentioned tied for the most hits in the month of June in the Texas League. He just continues to crush the baseball.
That home run, 426 feet. 106 miles an hour off the bat. Now Brett Harris, the pitch. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. 93 from Grant Anderson. So I was just about to say, if you go back, not counting game one of this series, the Rough Riders bullpen has only allowed two runs in this set. The pitch off the outer edge, and it's 1-1, 1-1, but there's a two-run home run.
Can you think jinx something? Does it work like that? You have to say it?
Yeah, I think you would have to say it. The 1-1. Grounder foul, third base sign. It's 1-2. Otherwise, I wouldn't admit it, right?
Right. That makes sense. Got my tinfoil hat on over
there.
Yeah,
exactly. Base is clear, one out, 5-3. Frisco out in front.
Boy, that got a piece of Harris.
Yeah, it did. And he's crouched down off to the left side of home plate. Trying to shake it off. Harris 1-3 today, singled on a broken bat liner into left back in the sixth. And looks like he's good to go. He's going to be back in from the right side. Anderson ready from the stretch. Glove up near the chin. The 1-2. Slider. Low and away. A check swing, and he went around. Strike three. Isaias Barba punches him out. Harris can't believe it. Grant Anderson's first strikeout. Harris staring down Barba down the first baseline. And Harris still barking, even though Barba says that's enough. And Harris still saying something, and he just got thrown out. Yep, Isaias Barba held out the hand three times saying that's enough, and Harris just kept on barking, and he just got tossed. So Brett Harris arguing the check swing strike three call, just been thrown out of this game, and here comes Bobby Crosby, the manager across the diamond from the third base coaching box. He's going to go talk to Barba. Rough Riders had an ejection earlier this season as Jared Gettert, their manager, was thrown out of a game. And now Bobby Crosby is arguing with Barba down the first baseline. Barba in his second season here in the Texas League. He was in the Carolina League in 2019. So Crosby going to jog back to his third base coaching box. And Brett Harris is going to take the long stroll down the warning track. Down the right field line to the clubhouse. And we're just going to wait. Harris has still not exited the dugout. Everyone's just standing around right now in the Midland dugout. He's going to have to go. Come on, Brett. Everyone's still just standing around. J.J. Schwarz is just standing at home plate. Yeah. There he goes. I mean, it was pretty obvious he was thrown out.
He just wouldn't stop. He got all the way to the dugout, and it turned into a staring contest with him and Barba.
Anderson playing catch with Trey Hare. Stay loose. 5-3, Rough Riders out in front. Two runs in here in this Midland eighth, and the two-run homer. And Brett Harris making the slow walk down the right field line after getting ejected for arguing a check swing strike three call. So J.J. Schwarz, right-handed batter. Against Anderson, the right-handed sidearm thrower. Midland does have action in their bullpen. Chester Pimentel has gotten up and started to throw. First pitch. Catches the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Schwarz 0-3. Ground out, fly out, and strikeout today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. He was out in front, and it's 0-2. Both side shift on the infield for the Riders. 0-2. Got him swinging. Slider off the outside corner. He struck him out. Back-to-back Ks for Grant Anderson, and he gets out of the eighth. But two runs across on a hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. Two-run bomb from Jordan Diaz. It's 5-3. Rough Riders down in front as we go to the last of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the eighth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy that you're spending your Sunday with us. The Rough Riders enjoying a 5-3 advantage as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Sandro Fabian, Kellen Strom, Jax Biggers due up. Chester Pimentel, the new man out on the mound for Midland. Zach Plunkett went two innings in relief, shutout baseball. Just one base runner and a walk. Struck out one. Fabian in from the right side, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the second. First pitch. High and inside, it's 1-1, no strikes. Rough Riders out hitting it. Midland by a lot. The pitch is sent high in the air, shallow left field off the fist. Logan Davidson, the shortstop back, calls everyone off, makes the catch. Actually, that's not Logan Davidson. So with Brett Harris ejected, Logan Davidson moves to third base. And there's a new shortstop. Kellen Strom now, first pitch. Breaking ball. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Is it Max Schumann? Wind back in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner. 1-1, 1-1. It is Max Schumann who takes over at shortstop. Schumann coming from center field. Austin Beck moves to center. The pitch just outside. It's two balls and one strike. Shane Selman comes in off the bench, and he goes out to right field. So defensive movement all over the place. Pitch to Strom is cut on and missed, and it's 2-2. Riders a 5-3 lead, out hitting Midland 14-4. Pimentel back into his wind, the 2-2. Check swing on a pitch low and away, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. 26-year-old Chester Pimentel out of the Dominican Republic. Started with AAA Las Vegas and pitched pretty well, a 3.48 ERA in 9 games. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Strom down watching. 2 outs. He'll most likely finish today 2-for-4. Jax Biggers now. He's 1-for-3. Riders leading 5-3. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Here at the AA level, Pimentel is 6-2-8 ERA. First offering, curveball on there on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pimentel pitches. Grounder foul right side. 1-2. If you recognize that name, Chester Pimentel, he was in the Texas League last year with Amarillo. He's with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Pitched really well in his 14 games in Amarillo and then went up to AAA. 0-2. Liner foul just over the top of the Riders dugout into the netting left side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Pitched in AAA Reno last year, a 6.23 ERA in his 26 games, but an elected free agency. Pitch home. This is outside, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Trying to pitch his way back up to AAA. Bases clear, 2 outs in the 8th. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. 2-2 on Biggers. Jordan Procession on deck if we get that far. Here in the 8th. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out off the outside corner. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. Couple strikeouts for Pimentel. Top 9 coming up. Riders look to shut this baby down and split the series. They lead it 5-3 as we go to the top of the 9th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
for Ozuna out of the Riders bullpen, looking for his sixth save on the year. He faces the bottom third of the order. Rough Riders a 5-3 lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Ozuna, the fourth pitcher used by Frisco today. All of them have been very good. Rough Riders saw a good start from Tim Brennan. One run over his four innings. Justin Slayton then came out through three shutout innings from the bullpen with six strikeouts. Grant Anderson threw an inning in relief, allowing a two-run home run. And here's for Ozuna. Kyle McCann in from the left side of the plate. Ozuna, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. And he fires on in. Down low and inside with that first pitch changeup. One ball, no strikes. We'll see a lot more changeups than any other pitch. He'll go fastball, slider, and changeup, but he pitches backwards. He'll throw the changeup more than any other toss. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Changeup, rolled over on, grounded to second. Backhanded stop, Foscue sets his feet, slings it onto first, and gets him one away. What's at stake here? The Rough Riders with a series split to remain three games back of the San Antonio Missions with six games remaining after this one in the first half of the Texas League season. Trying to vie for that playoff spot. Austin Beck climbs in now from the right side. Marty Bacchino on deck. Bases clear, one out in the ninth. Ozuna's pitch. Change up, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders entering in at 31-31, exactly 500 ball. Ozuna kicks in the 0-1. Line the opposite way, down the line, it hooks foul. 0-2. You think about Ozuna and you say, why the changeup? Why so many changeups? Well, it has so much movement on it that it is very effective. 0-2. There it is, just off the outside edge. Tried to backdoor him with it. It's one ball and two strikes. He can start it away from right-handers and try to hit right on that outside corner of the knees just like he just did. He tries the 1-2 again. Tried it again and just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. 2-2. And if he wants to rear back for the fastball, well, he has 96, 97 in his pocket as well. Right-hander ready. 2-2. Changeup got him swinging. Struck him out off the outside corner. Two away. Riders one out away from a series split and a series finale victory. Martin McKenna, all that's standing in the Riders' way. Playing as the Dallas Black Giants. First pitch. Outside corner. Called strike. What was it? A changeup. All changeup so far from Ozuna. Pull side shift on the infield. Right-hander's pitch. Down the right side and foul. Tried to bust a fastball in on him, and he was way late on it. He's ahead 0-2. 95 up in the hands. Midland down to their final strike. And the fans are getting loud here at Riders Field. 5,358 here in Frisco. Ozuna ready for the sign he sets. 0-2. He got him swinging. The Riders, as the Dallas Black Giants, win it 5-3 on this Sunday evening. Rough Riders come away victorious. For Ozuna, picks up the save, his sixth in seven attempts. Riders move to 32-31 on the season with the victory. Frisco will head on the road next. Arkansas for six games, and we are looking forward to that road trip. It'll finish off the first half. Chris Jarrett has the post-game show for you. When we come back, again, our final score, Riders win it to go to 32-31 in the season. They win it 5-3. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Brooks running the bases post-game Sunday. He goes first, and then the kids go after Brooks as we're post-game on the Riders Baseball Network. 5-3 Frisco winners on Sunday, Father's Day, Juneteenth. And playing as the Dallas Black Giants, the Rough Riders with the 5-3 win to conclude the six-game series. Chris Jarrett with you on the post-game show. We'll break this one down for you as it was early action for Frisco offensively. They got busy. 9 hits in the first 2 innings at the plate to bring in 5 runs. All 5 of their runs scored in the first 2 frames. 1 in the first and a 4-piece tender put up in the second inning. Frisco got busy. 9 guys to the plate. An inning that started with the first 7 reaching base safely. Base hit from Sandro Fabian. Base hit from Kellen Strom. Bunt single from Jax Biggers. And then Jordan Procession reaching on the fielder's choice. Biggers out at second, so that was the first out. Then Ornelas an RBI knock. Justin Foscue, RBI double. Mitch Garver, RBI single. Before Dustin Harris and Blaine Krim retired for the second and third outs of the inning. So it was early action in tandem with strong starting pitching from Tim Brennan. Only 2 walks, should say, no strikeouts. But 1 earned run in 4 innings for Brennan. You're going to take the innings mixed with low runs allowed any day of the week, despite the 2 walks. For Brennan, he entered this series with only 1 walk given up this season. And then he picks up 2 today. So 3 walks allowed by Brennan so far this year, looking really, really good in that department. Justin Slayton came in and he got the win. His first of the season. Congrats, Justin Slayton. He strikes out 6 in 3 innings. 1 walk, no runs on 1 hit. And Justin Slayton given the win, but certainly earning and deserving this Sunday victory. Grant Anderson and Fur Ozuna both tossing an inning. Fur now 6-for-7 with saves on the season. He shuts it down. No hits, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. As Midland held off the scoreboard from the first inning through the 7th. The 2-run shot from Diaz in the 8th, but not enough to overcome the 14 hits by Frisco on this Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening by the time this game ends. 8:30 time in Frisco. We'll step aside for the first time, come back with you and shut down the broadcast as we take a trip around the Texas League and look to next week and set the stage for you with a 6-game series in Arkansas. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco winners on Sunday, 5-3 over Midland.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Five to three, the final score for Frisco today as kids run the bases on Father's Day. For those that hung around, they're making their round trip around the diamond out in front of us. Lights are on in a cotton candy wispy sky above Riders Field as we close in on 9 o'clock on Father's Day. Just quickly, happy Father's Day to you if you're tuned in for any of our action tonight. Happy that we could bring you a Rough Riders win. Take a look around the Texas League. Tulsa and Wichita needed 10 innings today. 3-2, the Drillers came out on top. They played at the extra man in the bottom of the 10th inning. Justin Yurchak getting his first home run of the season in the Tulsa Drillers win. Tulsa now 36-25, continuing to pace the way in the league. Wichita at 33-29. Standings in the top of the league in terms of the North, pretty interesting. It's been Tulsa and Wichita about the entire year. Well, now Arkansas has entered the picture. Wichita is 3.5 games out of Tulsa for first. Arkansas is 3 games back. So Arkansas certainly with a lot to fight for next week. That only raises the stakes and makes it that much harder for Frisco, who is 3 games out of first as well with the win today. San Antonio has won 7 of their last 10. Earlier this week, the Rough Riders had dropped 8 of 10. So that skid has bumped Frisco out of first and now trying to make up ground towards the end of the first half. Of course, the division winner is who clinches a ticket to the postgame picture at the end of the season. If you don't, it's not over. You still have the second half, but wanting to capitalize on an opportunity when presented to you. More on our scores. Corpus Christi over Springfield 4-2 today. The Hook's now 28-35. San Antonio walking off Amarillo for the second time this week. Tough one. Connor Kaiser with just his 4th homer of the year, but a walk-off knock in the 9th to cap a strong week for the Missions at home at Nelson Wolf Stadium, 5-4 the final. Northwest Arkansas blanking the Travelers today. Steven Kolek with the loss. He's now 4-5 on the year. And the Rough Riders going to need a big effort on the road when they go for 6 games at Dickey Stevens Park next week in Arkansas to take on the Travelers for 6 games. Our first game, Tuesday, June 21st, a 6:35 start. Listen now, a bit of an interesting start schedule. The first 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6:35, then Friday, Saturday at 7:05, then Sunday at 1:35. So go to ridersbaseball.com and look at that schedule and plan accordingly to tune into coverage to follow the Rough Riders on the road, because it's not consistently the same start, even on the weeknights away from Sunday, a day game. Normally, just one set time, not the case at Dickey Stevens Park next week. But Tuesday, we're on the air with a 6:35 first pitch. 10-minute countdown will be starting at 6:05, and it'll be Zach and myself on the road. Happy to make the trip with Zach as the team packs their bags and loads them up and heads to Arkansas 4-6, hoping that they can improve on a strong road schedule. At least that was the case to start the year, looking to do the same when they face Arkansas for the 3rd time this year and the 1st time away from Riders Field next week. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. Big thanks to you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball today. A successful launch of the Dallas Black Giants at home on Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth to you. Happy Father's Day as well. And have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday night from Little Rock, Arkansas. Until then, Riders fans, take care. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next time. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.